This is Rabbi Einstein. I was starting Tuesday night again. Parshas Noach.
Nothing less.
Cameron would start with. Oh, that's great. Talauded. That's fantastic. I had one. Oh, that was great.
I've had it more than once.
All right. So let's hear from you.
Yeah.
That's Bain Olam Abba. That sounds great.
Shut. They get me through the night.
Thanks, Hal.
It made my night.
Cool. Introducing me to Aaron.
Thanks. Still got me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks.
What do you want, Sally?
What's that?
What was that?
What do you want,
Sally? Where are you going?
Well, that's what he says. You should say, Leisha.
That's what I told you.
It's like a verb.
Normally, it's
I want to be delighted.
You won't be there.
Oh, that is it.
He'll go on the pasuk, Shofech dam ha'odom ba'odom domo yishofech. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, they said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that this means that a goy is chayiv ritzicha af al hu born. It's chayiv even if he kills a uber. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, dichsiv Shofech dam ha'odom ba'adam damo yishafech. He spilled the blood of an Adam in an Adam. Ezo Adam shu ba'adam. Who is this Adam who's in an Adam? Right? Shefech dam ha'adam ba'adam. Heve yoimer ze uber shebemeimoy. This is the uber shebemeimoy. Now the Tanakhama argues over there. The Tanakhama says that it means something else. It means that when you kill a goy, shefech dam ha'adam, If a guy kills someone, ba'adam dama yishafech, kill him in a way that his blood stays inside of his body. How do you kill someone with his blood staying inside his body? By choking him. So maybe the Tanakhama says that that's the pshat of the pasuk. So the Kesef Mishnah says, shevech dama adam, if Jack kills Joe, two guys, yeah, ba'adam dama yishafech. What should you do to Jack?
Oh, see,
make him die with his blood inside of his body.
So his misa is
strangulation.
Chenek.
So the Kesef Mishnah says, since the Rambam Paskin's not like that, it's not like that, it's Sayif with a sword. So therefore we end up like Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore that's Takawai the Rambam Paskin's, that if a guy killed the Ubar, then he's Chayiv to be killed misa for that. And Rashi on the spot writes, but that's by a guy. But by a yid, it's a Mishnah Nida, that you only are chayiv once the kid's a day old, and he has to be a not nefel, a kalu chadoshav, kalu chadoshav. Only then there's a chiyiv misa. But for killing a uber, there's no chiyiv misa by a yid. Okay, so now, basically, the main point that I want to be matzia is that there's a big machlokes in the Hagdara here between the Rambam and many other Rishayim on how to understand this idea. What's going on here exactly? Are you killing? You're not killing? What's the pshat? I didn't say it yet, nothing yet. I'm just saying a hakdama that I'm going to say the Rambam. You didn't miss anything. I'm going to say the Rambam and the other Rishayim. Because obviously you need to understand, give a little hakdara. Are you killing or you're not killing? By a goy you are killing, by a goy you're not killing. Because a goy, that's the din. Everyone agrees to the din. That a goy gets killed and he doesn't get killed. But how to look at it? Because is it like half ritzicha, or how do you look at it? So the Rambam, his mahalach is like this. Because the first thing we have to say over is that the Rambam has a whole list of people in one group there. The Rambam brings down that if you kill the Uber, if a guy kills the Uber, you kill him. Also, if a guy kills a treifa, right? If a person is a treifa, he's a rotzech, you kill. Also, if a guy ties up a guy and there's wild animals around, you kill the guy. Or he locked the guy up barov. A guy locks the guy up and he can't get any food and he dies. All these people, and even more, but these are the easy ones to say over. All of these, the guy gets killed. And every single one of those, he doesn't. And there's not a makor in the Gemara for each and every one of these Rambams. And the Kiryas Sefer already writes over there that the Rambam learned it out from Uber. So what's the Vart? What did he learn out? What lekach did he take out of Uber? So there's a very good Briskrav in Chidushei Moran Rizal on the Rambam.
The guy
doesn't get any Hasra. A guy doesn't need Hasra. Yeah. The Briskrav says like this: if you look up the language of the Rambam by a Yid, by a lot of these things, which I wrote down the words actually of the Rambam, by the Rambam says, let's say, Kofsoi Lifnei Ari, for a Yid, right? We don't kill. Says the Rambam, Kol Echod Me Elu, all these people, Shefech Domimu, are murderers, are Shefech Domim. Va'avoin Hariga Biyodai, and he has an oven of Hariga. V'chayiv Misa L'Shamayim, and in Shamayim he's Chayiv Misa. V'ein Bar Misa's Bezdin, it's just that Bezdin won't kill the Yid. So that's the Rambam's language by the Ari. And by the treifa, the Rambam's language is Hare ze poter midini adam. If a yid would kill a treifa, he's part of dini adam. It's medayik the briskrav, but he's chayv midini shamayim. And what else did we have? By the kofsa, how about the case? Oh, that was a kofsa mefer. Okay, the Uber we'll get to in a minute. The rav. I don't have anything here about the Rambam writing Rav, so I don't know. So the Briskrav says the Nakuda comes out like this. Spilling blood, which is Shvichas Damim, is the name of the Aveir Vertzicha, of course. And that is what a guy gets killed for. Shoifich Dam Ha'odam. If somebody is a Shoifich Dam Ha'odam, but then Dam Yishafich. That's the words in the parasha of Noach.
So,
And even if it's a grama, he's called a shayfech dan.
That's
a shayfech dan. A yid, even though he's a shayfech dan, which the Rambam calls his avoin hariga biyadoi, but there's miutim that bezdin won't kill him unless he has this and this and this conditions, like we learn out each one from a different word or something, like the Gemara says we learn out nefesh to exclude an ubar and all these things. So he is a Shefech Damim, and it's Avoin Hariga Biyadim. All these things are all, but for a Yid, the Misas Bezdin is only if you have extra conditions. And he brings...
So by Uber, he's saying the same thing?
So now, if they're all learned out from Uber, and the Biskrav says they're all, that means the Rambam is looking at that, then it would come out, it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. According to the Rambam, he's a Ritzeach, he's Avoin. That's the avu hain, the kul hain. But just he's not enough to be chayv the Mises best. Now, that's what the shot in the Rambam. Now,
if a Jewish doctor would perform an abortion on a Jew,
he would be chayv Mises B'dei Shemayim, according to the Rambam.
Why a Jew? Only
well, if he kills a guy, that goes into the general rule of if a Jew kills a guy, what is chayv? Right. The Rambam says if he kills a ger toishav, he's chayv misa b'dei shamayim. A regular guy, he doesn't say. But whatever it is, it's going to be the same thing, b'dei shamayim.
But a goy doesn't have to, we're saying a goy doesn't actually have to be shayfif dom. He can strangle another person, he's still chayv, he starves him to death, that's what we're saying.
All those things, right. And if a yid did the same things, he would be a shayfif dom, just he wouldn't be chayv in b'dine yorim. And really, this follows a klal it fits very much with the Shita of the Rambam, the way I heard over from the Brisker Rav, that like this. The Rambam says a real Geshmak Rav. I remember my Rosh Hashiva said this on Motzei Shabbos, and he told us, I want to tell you a Vart. I want to see if you know who made this Vart. Who was the Mechaber of this Vart? He says, I'll tell you a Vart like this. If somebody kills himself, Edrash, Hashem will take care of him. Hashem will be Dersh. Right? If somebody kills his own neshama, Hashem will take care of him. Miad Kalchaya, if let's say I send an animal on a guy, a sick animal, Edrashenu, I'll take care of him. Umiad Hodom Yadi Shachiv, or if Yankel sends Beryl to kill somebody, Edrashas Nefesh Adam, I'll take care of him. But if the person goes and kills it with his own self, then we'll get him invested. Who said that part? So he said, oh, maybe the Abderav, Gerebbe. Say, the Rambam. It's in the Rambam, the whole part. The whole pasuk, it sounds like a drush sort of. It like takes out of the normal way of reading the words. That's what there's a whole realm. I'm straight out, not a word yes, less or more. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
small book.
Yeah, he once did that also on a different case. Also, it was a Rabbi Kiva Eger that time, but b'shem the Aruch. But I'll call upon him. Now the question the Brisker Rav asked is: now the Rambam brings that all down by a yid, because a guy gets killed in court for those things. If the guy stick the animal on the person, the guy is a shefer chadomim and he gets killed in bezdin. But the Rambam uses the pasuk in Noach in Hilchos Ritzech of a yid. So how could that work? He's borrowing words that are in Parshas Noach and saying it on a yid. So Brisker Rav set shots like this. That the Gemara already says in Sanhedrin that if something was told to B'nai Noach and never repeated again, it was only said once. So then up until Matan Torah, the B'nai Noach had to do it. Once after Matan Torah, switched over to the Yidden. So Memela, all these halachas were only said one time. About sicking the animal and suicide and sending a shliach and all those things were never repeated ever. So all those dinim apply today after Matan Torah to us.
Killing
mamish, right? Killing mamazit is again. That is repeated 100%. So that part taka would be repeated, and the Gemara says if it's repeated, so then we leave that one for the guy, and the other we leave for the yid. But whatever part was not repeated, that goes to the yid.
At the end of the pasuk is sheyefech dama adam. Ba'adam
dama yishaf.
Kufa, where we learn out this thing of Uber, is the one that's repeated that only stays by the guy.
Well, you're right. That's a good kasha. I don't even know the answer. Because it doesn't repeat twice about an Uber.
Right.
So why did that stay for the guy? Okay, I don't know the answer. That's a good kasha. I don't know. That should have gone over to us, according to what he's saying.
It shouldn't go to the guy, it should go to us. That's right.
It should not go to the guy, it should go to us. I don't know the answer. Right. Okay, I don't know. Maybe I forgot part of what he said. But that's the part I do remember. Yes, the last thing, right. Shayfich dama adam ba adam. Dama yishafich, and that stays for guy.
Right.
And yeah.
But where's it repeated?
No, you think that's what you think. I
don't know the answer to that, right? In
that's the kasha.
Uber, that's the kasha. That wasn't repeated, so I don't know. But anyways, all I was trying to get out of that is that the Rambam himself, forget about the Brisker, explained the Rambam, but whatever, the Rambam himself quoted all those psukim and noach for Jews. That Hashem will go and tell the person he's a shevet damim. So it makes 100%. So the Brisker Rav said the reason why the Rambam did that. Because the Rambam held it wasn't repeated. But whatever it is, the Rambam did say that applies. So Mimela, it's obvious that the Rambam is looking at all these people as a shayfich damim. Okay, and that's the Rambam. Now, another Rambam where you see mamish the case of Uber, because we're saying that the case of Uber is a shayfich damim according to the Rambam. He just won't be killed in Beis Din. He's chai for being a shayfich damim. Just like that's the one where the Rambam learned all the other ones. Now the Rambam says, like,
is that peculiar from being alive, or just, I mean, it's a capital offense?
It's ritzicha. He calls him, the words of the Rambam is he's a avoin. What did he write? I write hariga biyado or something. What was the words? Something. Kol echad me elu shayfech damim hu. The arvoin hariga biyodoi v'chayiv misa l'shamay.
That's one of the
Oh well, yeah, we'll get to that very soon. So, and here we could see the Rambam in another place, the very famous Rambam. The din is a din in the Mishnah, that if a woman is in sakana, right? And the child is making the woman in sakana, we kill the vlad to save the mother,
right?
But once he takes his head out, then we can't kill the vlad anymore. So the Rambam says, why could you kill the Uber? Why are you allowed to kill him when he didn't come out? So the Rambam says, because he's a roidev. That's the famous, that's the only in the Rambam. That's not in the Gemara. So there's a tshuva from the Neid Behuda that Rabbi Shai Pick asked Neid Behuda, right? He asked him, I don't see why the Rambam needs a reason of right if I have a much easier answer. We all know that if you kill a Uber, you're potter. A Jew kills a Uber, you're potter. If you kill the mother, you're chayav misa. So of course, it's simple. You should kill the Uber, which is not chayiv misa, in order to save the mother, which is chayiv misa. That's what he asked the Neid Behuda.
How is that true?
So the Neid Behuda wrote him back, I don't know what you want. Ani tameyal tmiyascha. He says, a treifa also your pater, right? If so, the din is a Jew who kills a treifa, is pater. So do you think that the halacha is that you would kill a treifa to save a regular person? Because you're potter? Absolutely not. You're a reitzeach. Yeah? I don't care if you're potter or you're chayv. You're a reitzeach. You can't just go kill people even if you're potter. Right? So memela, that's the same. That's the, I don't know what you want. Right? It very nice that killing the Uber is not going to be punished in Beis Din for Misa, for doing that, but you may not do that. That's Ritzicha. And Memela, the Rambam had a problem. Why could you kill the Uber? So the Rambam had to come up with an answer. So he said, right. So what is going on over here? Yeah? What is Rishai Peak thinking, and what's the Neid Behuda thinking? So what's going on over here is that the Rabbi Shai Pick understood, what is this business that you don't kill him if you kill the Uber? Why? He understood it means you're not a Reitzeach. You're not allowed to kill him. You're not allowed to kill an Uber, but the reason we don't kill you is because you're not a Reitzeach. You did a bad thing. We'll talk about it. You'll see about Richas that he's not so wrong in other Rishainim. There are other Rishainim that hold that way. But what the Rabbi Yehuda is saying back to him is, he's a Reitzeach. It's Ritzicha. So Memela, what's going on is like this. So Rabbi Shai Pick says, I don't hear the big problem. I'm saying, it's very nice, it's an aver to kill a Uber. But the mother is Pikuach Nefesh. And you can do averis, you're allowed to do averis when someone's life is at stake, right? So Memela, I don't hear the whole problem. Just go ahead and kill the Uber, which is, I know it's forbidden, but here you have someone who's a real person, who's Pikuach Nefesh, and you do an aver to kill an Uber, to save a real human being. So Reb Neid Behuda says, I don't know what you want.
Even without the
lambda of the rodev. You can eat chazal to save
him. To stop a bullet from hitting me.
I can steal someone's garbage.
I can do many things. Right? I can do tayag mitzvahs except for ritzicha or the zara and gili rice. You know, that's it. And every so he understood. He understood the idea of Uber is it's not ritzicha. You know, it's not ritzicha. You don't get killed for doing it. It's not ritzicha. So Mamela, I don't hear the whole issue. You know, just say that you go ahead and kill the child. It's an aveir, save a life. And the Nehru was telling him back, I don't know what you want. This is ritzicha.
Can you chop off somebody else's hand to save somebody's life? Can I chop off his hand to save his life?
Oh, yeah. Well, so the truth is, you can't. The truth is, you can't. So you mean that's another good answer. That's another thing you could have said. Yeah, in a chami, that's true. That's another.
So you see,
even the Nehru didn't tell him that answer.
No, but yeah. So you see that's not the so it's not the case. You can't kill somebody else to save somebody.
That's for sure true.
Right. So then you see it's not doesn't have the same dim.
It's only been received for them.
Well, right, and that's the question is the argument between the Rav Shaya Pick and the Nehru Behuda was is killing the baby ritzicha or not?
Right. But you see it's not because otherwise you wouldn't be able to use the din of Rodef.
Well, no. Roidef is even if it's Ritzicha, you can kill the Roidef.
The person who's going to be killed, but the third party can't do it.
Yes, yes.
Sure.
Third
sure.
Party
sure.
Can.
Yeah,
of course. Third party can kill the Roidef.
Yeah,
sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
You can shoot the third guy, the great chance.
Yeah, you can. Right.
You should.
Right. So, so now what I'm trying to bring out is.
What if the party getting killed is a guy? Then you can't, right?
Well, what's happening?
A guy's going to get killed. And another guy's going to kill him. You're not allowed to kill the first guy.
You could. The pshat is you could. There's maybe one achar in Malay Haroi Machadosh. The regular pshat is if a guy is going to kill a guy, right? Jack is going to kill Joe. You can kill Jack. A yid could shoot Jack to save Joe. He could. Yeah.
All the city cops know, they sometimes do the right
thing. Rishai Pek is going to agree that a guy cannot kill the Uber to save the mother.
Oh, yeah, well, that we'll get to at the end, right? About if a guy. Right, because for a guy, it should be a problem of Meiser Tzicha.
That's what
it should come out like. Yeah.
A Jew
is not Meiser. Yeah, we'll get to that at the end, hopefully, if I could get there, about that case of the guy. But, anyways, so now. What I'm trying to show is that the Nebi Yehuda is fitting straight into the Rambam. Because as we've been going the whole time, the Rambam is the one that holds that all these people are Ritzchim. So Memela, that's why the Rambam had a problem. So the Ubers are Ritzach. So why are we killing the baby? So the Rambam's only Teretz, it's Roidef. That's the Shita of the Rambam. And that's basically what the Nebi Yehuda is trying to tell him. It's Ritzicha in the Rambam's world. Memela, the only thing the Rambam can think of is Roidef. Now we're done with the Rambam. Oh, maybe I'll say one more word for the Rambam. We paskin like the Rambam because we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that the heter to kill the Uber is because of Roidef, which is connected to other Rishayin, which we'll soon say. So we go with the Rambam. So based on that, I wanted to give a teretz to the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner in Chuvis, Bin Yitzian, talks about the Gemara, you know, Mevaish Chaveiroi is Keshevich Damen. And it says, mutav to go in the kibshana eish, right? So he says like this, do we pask in this din? So, Prabhupada can say, no. Lehalacha, you don't kill yourself, not to embarrass someone. He says, the halacha is you do. He says, why? Because it says in the Ramah that you have to be har gval yavar for all three averis. Aver dezora, gilar, shvichas damim. V'hu adin, says the Ramah, al haloisa say shelohem. Not only is he hard v'yaver for the misa shelahem, but even the loisa shelahem. So he says, bishlum agila rice. There's a lot of loisa cases. Chibuk, nishuk, lasikrevu. Avodah Zarah has plenty of lavin. Look in the Rambam, a whole list of cases of lavin. Like shtachve, like this. What is the lav of ritzicha? The Rambam said, the lav of all three. What is the lav of ritzicha? The only lav I could think of, he says, is Malk Nechaveir Barabin, because there's a lav of Lois Yisrael Avchet. Right from the Ramah, that the Ramah is saying, Harvel Yavar, embarrassing people. Chidush Nifla, because that's a pretty little remez if you're trying to say a ganze din that you're mal b'pni chaver, you heg val yavar, you got to be a goyim to figure that one out. But that's what he wants to say the pshat. But lefi this rabba, maybe we can have a whole long list of them. Like maybe killing an Uber might be a lava leisirtzach, might be, even if it's not chay mises bezdin, or killing a treifa, let's say, could be a lot of these things.
Jack is killing Joe, two guys. Are you mechuyev to kill?
No.
He's not mechuyev.
No,
but he's
not mechuyev. Yeah, he's allowed.
Okay.
Can we maybe just explain how the Rambam's going to learn the Gemara, though, of Bayi Vode, how he learns it once the baby's out?
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't going to say. I'll say now basically what you want to hear.
So one second, before we leave the Aruch HaNer, so in that situation, we're saying it's Yarg Val Yavar,
these
type of Maaser Ratzias.
Oh, so right. So what I'm really saying is, what happens is it Yarg Val Yavar
on
abortion and on Treifa. Okay? So Treifa already, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Paskins, Yarg Val Yavar, and the Yerubit also does. There are Pchulkit. There's a Minchas Chinuch who wants to say it's not Yarg Val Yavar. There's even a Meiri that also says like that. By Uber, so the Minchas Chinuch again says, his shita is that anytime you have a shtickle maichazis, go kill the lesser. So he says, treifa, kill the treifa, Uber, kill the Uber. Anytime it's a little bit maichazis, that's his mahalach. But the other achronim don't go with that. And Uber, Reb Shmuel, in his shir, you know that Reb Shmuel tell that his best sugya is the sugya. Rozovsky. On the bottom of the Sefer, Zichron Shmuel, he said, that it says there, Rabbeinu hayaloivesh bigdei Shabbos kishahaya oimer shir zeh. And I think he said this, if they ask him to say something in Olam Haba, he's going to say this shir. Something like that. This was what he considered his. And he says that ichalt, that lefi the Rambam, the halacha is that by abortion, it's Yehar Gval Yavar. Because of what we've been talking, that it's really Ritzicha. And he learned up in the whole Rambam that even if it's not Shkulin, the Rambam holds that you still say Yehar Gval Yavar. And he wanted to see, he brought the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch Taka says that it's my chazis, you should rather kill the Uber. Yeah, the mother is a Sarkana, so he's a right. Because that's a case of a right. That's a case of a right. So this is, Adkan is the Shita of the Rambam. Now, the Poshid Pshat in the Gemara is not like the Rambam. Why? Because the Gemara is mashma that Uber is not a right. How's that? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings that Yotza Roishai, if the head comes out, you leave the kid alone. In fact, the Gemara, why? Erzdoch, a right. And the Gemara says, no, he's not the Raitif. Mishamaya karad fula. Right? The Gemara says, the Shemayim is ring Raitif. He's not doing it. Shemayim is doing it. So Pashtus, the Gemara says that the child is not considered a Raitif. The Rambam somehow, obviously, has some chat of somehow dividing it up, right? And making it before different than after. So how do you do that? So there's a whole Rav Chaim Halevi on there, Rambam, to try to work it out. Basically, what Rav Chaim says over there is that there's two nekudas in Reidif. There's one nekuda that you're able to be doiche, the lesser nefesh. Meaning, normally you can't be doiche anyone's nefesh. You know, you have to keep everyone alive. A chai bahem, everyone has to be alive. As soon as someone's a Reidif, then you're doicha, the lesser nefesh. Okay, so that's one part of roidif. But then there's another part of roidif that if I'm responsible for being that roidif, because it's my fault, then it's not just I am a roidif, but I'm even a chiyuva de roidif. I become mischayev with ein loy damim, that my blood's worth nothing. But that's only when it's my fault. So Zokter Rav Chaim, that's the pshat. The Rambam holds the baby is Lamaisa technically a Raitif, he is causing his mother to die, but he's not responsible. He has no chiyuva the Raitif. It's not his fault. Shemayim is doing it. So Mimela, you can still say that since he is a Raitif, you're doicha the lesser nefesh. So the Rambam does agree that a Uber is a lesser nefesh than the mother, So Mimela, when he's inside, so since he's the Roidif, so you're doich the lesser nefesh to the greater nefesh. I don't remember every word in the Rav Chaim. I just sing it Baal Peh from Amol. Maybe he brings them. It's all long. This is what he says. So this much I remember because this is the Iker Vart. So he says, when the baby's inside, the Ram calls him a Roidif because technically he's causing it. So push off the lesser nefesh to the greater. Once the baby comes out, so if he would be responsible, Ein lo damim, his blood's worth nothing. But you can't say that. He's not responsible, right? Because B'Shamayim Karad Fula. So Elamai, what pushed the lesser for the greater, but they're both the same, equally great. So that's why you can't do anything. That's his pshat in the Ram. But the regular pshat in the Gemara is that the baby is simply not a right. And Mimela, in the other Rishonim, they say differently. That why do we kill the Uber? Why do we kill the Uber, right? The Rambam was mechadish that the Uber is a Raidif. But they say, because he's not a Nefesh. Look in Rashi, love Nefeshu. And in the Ramban, in Yuma, in Teres HaAdam, the Ramban says that from this Gemara we see that Uber is no issue of pikuach nefesh, because we go kill him. If there was an issue of pikuach nefesh on an Uber, then how would you be allowed to touch the Uber? So it's not, you don't look at an Uber like killing a nefesh. That's like Rashi. So what does this mean? What does this mean? These Rishonim understood it like a Rishaya pick. That Avada, you can't kill an Uber, but you're not a Reitseach. He's not a Nefesh. So Mimela, if the exactly word for word, every Shai Pick said. So she's in danger. She's a real Pikuach Nefesh. It's a forbidden to kill an Uber, but you do this when you have to save a life.
Why is it forbidden to kill the Uber?
Oh, so the question is, why exactly is it forbidden? If it's not Reitseach, which Avera is it? So there's a list of achronim that bring all kinds of different averes that they want to say. There's a Tshuvas Ma'arit, he says, it's like choiva. And then there's the baby. The Uber, even though it's not, in other words, it's on the level of choiva. It's not a retzicha, but it's a chavala. And then there's, I wrote down some of them. Then she'll be Michael, I see. Okay, but even if Uber Yerchimo, that means he's also part of, but he's probably also a person on his own too. He's not a person on his own at all. Let's see what else they have. Oh, the Marit was Mchelek Aleph Simen Tzadi Zayin. Tshuvas Chavis Yoyer says, just like there's an Isser of Hashchasas Zera, so he's Loigar than Hashchasas Zera. That's what he says. Okay, different Averis. But not Ritzicha. Later we'll have the Rosh has two Pshat in Erechin. He's a Chiddush Nifla. His first Pshat in Erechin, he says, it's just because of Mamoina the Baal. You can't destroy the Mammon of the Baal. Ad Kedei Kach. Then he says a second Pshat, which we'll get to hopefully. I don't know, or try, which is a very important shot. But anyways, whatever it is, it's not considered Ritzicha.
If a person didn't kill a Raidif,
the Rambam has a whole list of Averis that he did. He's over in Laisam al-Dare, Echo, and Anvav Tole Echo, Kamoicho, and Vachaychicha, Imoch, and many, right. Did a lot of Averis, but not, he's not a Ritzicha, because he didn't, right. You know, I want to say over a very good vort from Rav Yankel Kohn, Zoller Gesundsein. He said over about, sometimes people think they're going to work by, like, I didn't really do an aveir, I did grama. So he said, this is a famous thing he says. So they're going to take him up to Shemaim, and the guy's going to say, this aveir you did not, it was grama. This aveir, nah, this is kilach yad. Right? So they said, fine, Gesundheit, fine. A minute later, he finds himself burning up. So he says, was is, no, I didn't eat you. Came up in grandma. That's his famous. It doesn't always work by exactly which law on earth. Somebody didn't call a right if and he calls, who knows what to happen, he's in trouble. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, these Rishonim, this Reb Shmuel is Ma'arich, they say this, that these Rishonim learn that it's not considered Ritzicha, it's just an Isser. Whatever Isser it is, but it wouldn't be considered Ritzicha. Oh, so the Ramban asks a very important kasha. If, in that same Ramban I mentioned earlier, he says, if we say that a Uber is not considered Ritzicha, and therefore it's not considered a problem to kill the Uber to save the mother, why do we say that if an Uber is in Sakana, you can machal Shabbos for him? Very important kasha. So the Ramban, excuse me? Oh, Zuck the Ramban, because the level necessary for Shmiras HaMitzvahs, he calls it, is much less. It's totally on the level of Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos
HaSarbe. And that's only point to one time.
Yes, I was just talking about this, right? And the Ritva, though, when the Ritva says it, he helps out for what you just asked. The Ritva says, and therefore, he's called a nefesh le'inyan zeh. In other words, he's sticking it into, even if you say it's totally like in pikuach nefesh, not in, that's the level required. In other words, there's a drop in the level that in order to be mechal Shabbos to do aveiros, there you don't need the nefesh for ritzicha. Even the nefesh of Yishmer Shabbos Harbi is enough of a nefesh to be a pikuach nefesh for that in you. Oh. So now we're going to come to the thing that you were just saying before. Tosfos has a kasha in Sanhedrin. We have a klal there. Leka midam de le Yisrael shori ulevenoyach aser. There's nothing in the world that a yid is allowed to do and a guy can't do. Right? There's no such thing. So Taisa goes, yeah, exactly, a bunch of different kashas and kashas. So Taisa says, a kasha like this. How about if a woman is in sakana at the time of birth? And the din is, we kill the baby. That should only be allowed for a Jew, but it shouldn't be allowed for a guy. Because, why does the Jew... Why can the Jew kill the baby? Because it's not Ritzicha. But a guy is Ritzicha, right? So here we have a case.
The guy's allowed to kill a baby.
Oh, very good. So now, according to the Rambam, Tosfos is totally miyushev. Because according to the Rambam, the Uber is a roidev. And a guy could kill a roidev. So according to the Rambam, Tosfos wouldn't have any kasha. Because in Rambam's understanding, a guy would kill. So you see clearly again that Tosfos is with the Ramban and with Rashi, that the reason why we kill the Uber is because it's not Ritzicha. Not because of Reitiv. You see that this Tosfos holds not like the Rambam. And Mimela, the whole Heter, is by a Jew. That what do you have here? The mother's a Nefesh. She's Pikuach Nefesh. The Uber... It's a
cool, that's not an
ethic. Okay, right. So Taisi has a nice question. So we have something which is a kula for a Jew. Right?
What was the klal again?
The klal is anything a Jew can do, a guy can do. You can't have a guy in a more usher than a Jew.
And we're talking about only the races now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the races.
Things like by Shkita, by Eva Minachai.
Yeah.
A yid can
level. Mefarchesas. That's a definite. No, so the Gemara says that. The Gemara says if a Jew could eat it, then a guy could eat it. The Gemara uses it over there. The Gemara says that. That if the Jew could eat mefarchesas, a guy could eat mefarchesas. That's, yeah. So, you hear Tais Kash, but maybe I should have said Hakdom of Tais. Tais says, as far as actually killing a Uber plane and Poshet Azoi, there, the goy is a ritzeach, but the Jew is also aser. So there, that's okay. Even though the Jew wouldn't get killed, there's no rule that anything you kill a guy, you kill a Jew. It's just aser for aser. Okay, yeah, I'll have a mitzvah. Many, yeah, every mechai, everything. They just have to be usher. It doesn't have to be killing for killing, just usher with usher. So a Jew can't kill an Uber, a guy can't kill an Uber. But how about this case when the mother's in Sakana? So over there, the din is that we do kill the baby. It's mutter and mitzvah too. And by a goy, he can't do it. Because for a goy, killing an Uber is ritzicha. So it's a kash in the cloud. So Taisa says two terutz. He says, terutz number one, he says, alpia klal, I already said earlier, that if for a Jew it's a mitzvah, that could be possible. Something which is a mitzvah for a Jew could be aver for a goy. A pariv can't be. But a mitzvah could be. So for a Jew, it's a mitzvah to kill the baby. For a goy, it's aser. That's the first tense. Second teretz of Taisvis.
For example, yibum, would that be
case? Yibum? Well, yibum, a goy could do yibum. He could do, no problem in the first place. He can marry
his brother's wife.
Sure. Yeah. So, then Taisvis says, inami, or maybe a goy could kill the Uber. Maybe the truth is the guy could also kill the Uber. Adkan, Taisus. That's Taisus' second text. Lama doesn't tell me the why. Why? Why could the guy kill the Uber? Doesn't say anything. So you look in Taisus' Arash, and he explains it more. He says, I'll explain why. He says, the reason is because if a Uber isn't Ritzicha, isn't a Nefesh, then he isn't a Nefesh. He didn't change into a Nefesh for a guy. Rak zeiras hakosavu, that we kill the guy anyway, even though he's not a nefesh. But he's not a nefesh. Memela, even the guy has the right to save a soul, to save a nefesh for a not nefesh. Here, very important, Taisus HaRash. Taisus HaRash says that the pshat is that by a goy, that's the inami. And he doesn't, I don't remember if he even brings the first teretz, I can't remember. But he explains the second teretz of Taisus. The pshat in the second teretz is, it's not the pshat that by a goy, the Uber is a nefesh. No, lav nefeshu. Not nefesh. But it's a gzeres hakosuv who, it's a gzeres hakosuv that a goy gets killed for doing that. But he's not a nefesh. So when it comes down to it, even the goy could say, I'm going to save the nefesh, for the not nefesh. Okay, that's what he says. So what comes out from this is that I think after you hear what Taisa Rosh says, we have a very clear hashkofa on the inyan. Dahinu azay. Either you have to decide a Uber is shfichas damim or not. Jew and goy alike. So the Rambam shita is, it's shfichas damim. Jew and guy alike, it's ritzicha to kill an Uber. Memela, a guy will get put to death. And a Jew is also shvichas damim. Just there's certain miyutim in Bezdin killing him. But let's say, Lamashal, that's why the Ram, when he came to the case of the woman in Sakana, the only way you could kill the Uber is only because he's a righteous. If you go not like the Rambam, then it's the other way around. It's not a nefesh. Jew and guy alike, not a nefesh. So Memela, by a Jew, the din is, Pekuach Nefesh, kill the baby. Even a guy, the Taisa Rosh says, it could be that still she's a Nefesh and he's not a Nefesh. So why are you killing the guy if it's
kills
not
a
Nefesh?
For a regular Uber?
Sark to Taisa Rosh, because they are Sakasavu. Now, meaning,
still something more chomer than
it's. What?
You have a rule that says the guy can't be more chomer than he is. Then, yeah, we have exactly the custom. That means the rule isn't true.
Yeah, but wait one second. But you can kill. There's no case because he's saying you can kill the. You can lamaisa kill the Uber. The mother guy who's in Sakana can kill the doctor can kill the Uber even if he's a guy. So you never have a case. You know, it comes out okay. You never have a case where a guy is more forbidden than a Jew. But if it's not b'sakana, Taisa already said, either. Then a Jew can't either. He's not going to get killed for doing it.
The onus is
different. The Rambam says he's a ritzeach, but Taisa says he's not.
Taisa, oh. Go
According to Tosfos, he's not a Ritzayach, but he's Osir. He's still Osir. Still Osir.
He's not a Ritzayach.
Right. No one, according to no one, is a Misa. The question is, what do you call the guy? A Ritzayach or not a Ritzayach? I'll give you a good nafkamina. If a Kayin killed an Uber, can he duchen? Right? It should come out lechayra, according to the Rambam, he shouldn't be allowed to duchen. According to Taisus and the Ramban and Aaron, he could. And actually, in the Magen Avraham, it says he could. And the Mishabur brings it. He does bring it. He says, Nishkin Ritzayach. So I don't know. L'chayr is not being schayshish for the Ramban. I don't know. Maybe it could be Saymach on the other Rishayim. I don't know. Whatever it is. That's what it says over there. I'll call upon him. Oh, so the question is, the last thing is, do we have any Hagdara in the Gzeiras HaKasev? Is there any way to be magdir the gzeiras hakasev at all? But, right, he's saying he's not an efesh. We kill the guy anyways. So I saw a shena hagdar, but I want to be magdim another tosis arush. Maybe I'll say the hagdar first because the second tosis arush you might hold messes it up, or maybe is better or worse. But I'll say it without it first. The hagdara is like this. I saw this hagdar in the sefer Heir Yosef in Mishnas Pikuach Nefesh, the same macham. He says the Agdora might be because the Torah made the Gzeiras HaKasev ke'ilu you are goyrim a person to be killed. Because every Uber is a potential person. So, of course, it's not a regular grama, because a regular grama, you have a person. And I made a grama, and he died. But this is a Gzeiras HaKasev dika grama, because, right, he's not there yet. But the pshat is like this. By a Jew, we already know, any groma is never killed in Bezd, right? But a guy who does groma, all those cases, the Rambam says they're all shvichas dam. So the gzeiras hakasev was that the Torah says this is also being called like a groma of killing a person. Like you are goyrim a person to die, so to speak. That would be like the hagdara of the Tosfos HaRosh. Now, there is another Tosfos HaRosh, which you could maybe say it sounds like him or not sounds like him. Because the Tosfos HaRosh in Erechin asks that question also. He says, we see that on the one hand, we don't treat him like a nefesh because we kill him to save his mother. But at the other hand, we see that the Uber, we do Chil Shabbos to save an Uber. So is he a nefesh or not? So we had already the Ramban said it, Teretz, it's a lesser level. The words he writes is V'yesh Loimar, the Havi Kemoi Sofik Nefesh. That's what he says. Now, so Sofik Nefesh, so, you know, taking the words literally, he's a Sofik. So you're a lot of Michal Shabbos for a Sofik, right? But then the other side doesn't work out too well. If he's a Sofik, you wouldn't be allowed to kill me Sofik to save someone else. I mean, it's not. And also, what does he mean, literally? What does he mean he's a Suffolk? He's not a Suffolk. I mean, he's going to hopefully live. I mean, he should live. It's not. It's a Roy. He should live. Why? But perhaps what he really means when he says Suffolk is this idea. It means he's a potential Nefesh. And the reason why you would have to say the word Suffolk, what it means is because anything that's potential is obviously not for sure, you know, 100%. So he means he's like a potential nefesh. He's like, might be a nefesh. So Mimela, what he means to say is, similar sort of like the Ramban, somebody who might be a nefesh is enough to do Chilul Shabbos because of what the Ramban and the Ritva said, because Chalel Shabbos Achas Kshei Shishmor, a potential nefesh, but at the same time, you would kill the Uber to save the mother because Lamaisa isn't a nefesh. You know, and now the two Tosfos HaRoshes wouldn't be clashing one against the other, because in the Tosfos HaRosh in Sanhedrin he wrote he's not a nefesh, it's a gzeiras hakasev, and now this time he wrote he is a suffix nefesh. No, they're the same thing. They mean he's not a nefesh, but he's a potential nefesh. So that's okay. So hayoytze mikol anal is that there's a machlekes in the Rishonim about how you look at an Uber. According to the Rambam, you look at him as a nefesh and as ritzicha and everything, and it's just that if he's a roidif, you can get out of it. And you don't kill him in Bezdin for a yid. If you go with the other Rishayim, they say lav nefeshu, and Memela, when it comes to pikuach nefesh, we kill the uber straight up because of that alone. And by a goy, it's gzeiras hakasavu that we kill the guy for doing it. And perhaps the hagdara and the other Rishayim might be that he's like a potential nefesh, and the Torah looks at that for a goy also like ritzicha.
It's funny that the name Yehuda, if that's the machlokes between Rabbi and Shai pick, he doesn't know the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos.
Why didn't he?
I mean, he's like,
he's like they're just talking kilu like there's no one existed.
Else like,
like no,
no,
no.
I hear.
And Rabbi Shai pick was asking on the Rambam.
He was asking
on the Rambam. Still, it's like interesting.
One is asking a question without saying.
I don't know. That is, I had the same heart. I don't know. Okay. Oh, yeah, Shkreya, for my son had a daughter. He had a boy.
I tell everybody the shape from my brother blows
so much
in Shiva. The show from my brother blows in Shiva. It's my father. Half of that chauffeur is mine.
Actually, you get me half of that mix. Oh, I see.
That's not true.
I'm the only boy. I should be getting everything.
And you know, just
yeah. Exactly.